Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Worshipping him,
she made her daughter's cause known. This last cry won her case. Her daughter's was healed that same hour. Hopeful, urgent, and unwavered, she stayed near the master, insisting and praying until the answer was given. What an example of persistence. But Fred, man, why are you going to read that right there today, Fred, man? I mean, really and truly, why, Fred, man? Father, we want to thank you right now for allowing us to come together once again this Monday morning, oh Heavenly Father. We want to thank you for allowing those who traveled over the weekend to make it home safe. We want to ask that you continue to look after the sick and shed in this morning, oh Heavenly Father. We want to ask for all fathers out there to be recognized on their day. Let the mothers know that we do care. And for those that fell short, let them stand up, oh Heavenly Father, and make themselves known. Let them start to be all that they can be in our children's lives. We want to ask that you continue to bless the Grudge world. Continue to bless us. All these blessings and more we ask in Jesus' name we pray this morning. Amen, amen, amen. Yes, sir. Well, Brad, back to why we're speaking on persistence. How does it deal with the grudge game? Well, Brad, man, I feel that being persistent, if you ever built a car before, and we've all had setbacks, you know, when we look at how we, I'm just speaking of my personal opinion right now. When I look at why I read what I read, we need this. We need persistence in our life. We need to continue to try to, you know, a lot of us try to be successful, and this is what it takes to be successful. With that being said, that's all that I need to say. We all know we are, some of us are entrepreneurs on the phone. Some of us know what I'm speaking on. For those of you that don't, you know what I mean, just sit back and listen, and you'll learn what it takes to build cars. I feel like on this show, we have a lot of Ernie, Tech Talk with Ernie. We have Chris Nelson on here. We have Peter Bondo on here. We had a lot of successful men in racing. We had the reigning Grudge champ, 901, Wit. You know, we had Tony Bynes on here. We had a lot of people on here that's been successful in grudge racing, and I feel like if you tune in, you can find a lot out going on. With that being said, y'all know the Bread Man always have safety tech tips. My own little thing for me going around to different and various tracks, looking at how can Bread Man improve the grudge game. You know, I know that no one likes to hear the truth, but I look at the truth as setting me free, so I got to be free. So the truth of the matter is, how can we improve ourselves? Well, I'm going to say this right here. I love going to races where I see individuals care for themselves. And what I mean by that is being in the right places at the right time, that part of caring. Knowing your surroundings, that part of caring for themselves. And looking at the drivers, knowing that the drivers have the proper equipment they need to be successful going down track. Well, where are you going this bridge, man? Well, I'm speaking on this upcoming race this weekend. I'm letting you know, I mean, when you see me, I do be looking. I may not say anything. But when I get on this show Monday morning, not nothing to hinder you or to endanger you, then I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But I want to say that I want to add this in there. I've gotten on this show. I've told all the racers we need blankets, engine blankets. We need engine blankets because if we have 2-3 oil spill downs in an event, it ruins the event. So make sure, this Monday, it's Father's Day. Nobody want to see their father out there, you know, don't have a blanket on, don't have proper safety equipment, don't have the things they need to have fun. I want to go and have fun this weekend. So with that being said, engine blanket, checklist, make sure your tire stems are mounted properly on the rim, checklist. Make sure you have all your safety equipment that you need as far as your helmet, neck brace, gloves, especially if you're running 580 or faster. 580 or faster, 8-mile time, you would need a lot of this equipment. Anything above that, you still need a helmet, a racing jacket, and you need the proper nitrous bottle hold downs if you know, in your car. I can go on and on, but these are just a few things that I would like to see improved. You're on here, and you know, which I do have a lot of us on here. Let's try to control that. Let's try to let the racers have their fun. I'm definitely going to be where I need to be, over in the spectator corral. I made a vow that I was at a race, and I got on here and was speaking on staying off of the starting line, and I was on the starting line. Well, Brad, man, while you was on the starting line, you was the cause of it. That's what the guys told me. I feel like I'm not the average spectator. I'm a racer. I know the rules, and yes, I was on the starting line, but ask them where I was. I was right behind the starter, behind the cement wall. I don't trust none of that stuff, but that didn't give me the right, I would admit, to be out there. And I don't have a problem with being in the bleachers watching the race if I'm not out there with one of my friends or associates that have need some help. With that being said, when you see me, you will see that I can follow the proper procedures to engage in racing. I'm not going to be part of the problem anymore. I want to ask if y'all can pinpoint that on me. I want to see if y'all can do it as well, because you know who you are. With that being said, we're going to move right along. We have a great show ahead of us. I have Mr. Nelson coming in here soon, Chris Nelson. We're going to also try to talk to the reigning 315 record holder this morning, Jamie Hancock himself. We'll be coming in here. You know us an hour behind over where they are, and they will be in about 11:15. And also, I want to give a shout-out to Nikki and Troy Perez Jr. I want to congratulate Nikki for bringing Troy Perez the third into this world. Had a baby, beautiful baby boy. Congratulations to you guys, the Perez family. Just want to throw that out there. Another drag racer coming into the world. Thanks. Also, I thought I saw the one and only Pro Stock Joe on here. Pro Stock Joe, throw your hand up if you're out here, my brother. Want to go ahead and get him in here, folks, and find out what's going on this weekend at Darlington. Wait, yeah. Here we go. The one and only. Let me get him here. Pro Stock Joe. Yeah.
Wow. What's up, Brad, man? You sure know how to welcome a brother to the show. I definitely appreciate it, man.
Hey, you know, we got to do what we got to do. We talk show hosts, and this is what we do. You got to bring the guys in and let everybody know what's going on. Good morning to you. I'm glad that you can come on here. I want to brief you before all the big boys get in here. I called you in for one, Pro Stock Joe. I wanted to get your opinion on how do you feel about the record being taken down in the 315 class. How do how did it pertain to you as far as the record being taken down, and they feel as if it's not valid? That was the number one question. Number two question was, this is something I didn't want to throw you in here on the spot. The number two question was, what else is going on in Darlington this weekend? Because I will be spending my Father's Day in Darlington this weekend. So wanted to find out and let you tell everybody, you know, what's going on at that, you know, make myself available to aid you in any way. So,
well,
we can ask the first question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that maybe I should answer the second one first, and then we'll get into the first one because other people can then get involved with my answer or follow up on my answer, if that makes sense to you.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
Okay. So I will talk about number two first, and again, thank you for having me on the show. I definitely appreciate that, and definitely want to shout out all the listeners out there. The NGRA will have a play date this Saturday at Darlington Dragway. All that stuff just rhymed. I really didn't even know it, but it did. Play day, Dragway, Saturday. Okay, anyway, so, but, Brandman, we got a real special event. Shape it up. We got it's called Showtime on 29. Showtime on 29. And with the NGRA, we're keeping it grudge. We are going to have a shootout this weekend, but we're not making too much out of the shootout. I mean, what we've done is we got a $3,000 shootout, right? $2,000 goes to the winner, $500 to the runner-up, $125 to the two guys that reach the semis but come up a little short, and then $50 for 4 through 8. So everybody gets their beak wet a little bit. Everybody gets a little bit. And, again, folks, remember, you're sponsoring these grudge races. So, again, support the people that support you. These guys are coming out to show up to show out for you. Make sure you come out and watch them race. That's number one. But number two is we got Big Sexy. He's going to try to do what the Shadow couldn't do. A couple of weeks back in Outer Banks, NGRA May Day, man down, and this is NGRA Showtime on 29, heads will roll. So we're looking for a lot of heads to roll this weekend, but we got Big Sexy trying to do what the Shadow couldn't do. The Shadow went up against Jim Teachman and the Gotham City 57. They call it the Batman. The Batman is a superhero, and he goes around the country killing the villains, as we all know from the comic book superhero Batman. Now, Jim Teachman's got a big Batman on the side of that car, got the whole scheme, theatrics on the car, Gotham City, and he killed the Shadow last week. He killed the Shadow a couple of weeks back. Now he's trying to do the same thing to Big Sexy. The only thing is Big Sexy said he's not from a comic book. The Shadow was. The Shadow was one of the characters in the comic book. Big Sexy said he is not. So Big Sexy's going to get the back tire. He says he's not going to try to be as brave as the Shadow and go head up. But he's going to get the back tire, and we're going to see what's going to happen with that. Now, there are believers on both sides. The Batman car made a believer out of a lot of people by doing the unthinkable. He beat the Shadow, which everybody thought couldn't really be done, and he did that with the top sportsman car. We're going to get Big Sexy the back tire, and we'll see what happens with that. Jimmy McFadden said Red got some new glasses, and but that Brian Teachman kid, he cut a triple 003 light on the Shadow, and that was the margin of victory. That was the difference in the win, and we got to see what Red's going to do. Red's been known to, I don't know, sleep or even go red, so we'll see. I don't know. But that's only mostly against Kenny Beecham. He did it against School Williams, too, though. But anyway, we got that. We got Donye, the Fade to Black Regal, supposed to be here. He's a little bit hesitant about, he said, got a little issues. We got Gigantor, the Big Dick, and that's his name now, the Big Dick, the Gigantor Regal, going up against the Sledgehammer. Some good dudes that I met out in Outer Banks because I was up there last time. They had a big race out there. They just finished racing in William Brown's big event at VMP, the second annual Burt Jackson that was held 2 weeks ago, Memorial Day weekend, and the Sledgehammer took out Country Strong, that L.C. Collins' naturally aspirated big block Camaro. He took him out in the Sledgehammer Camaro. He's a big block back half, conventional head card. He's going to go up against Gigantor, Gigantor Regal. They were on the phone, and they were cutting up as usual, so that should be good. Everybody knows what Big Dick brings to the table, and the Gigantor boys and the Nasty boys. The underdog Gangsterling will also be in the building this weekend. Fallen 9 is calling out Bad Storm. Bad Storm had a little bit of a hair game run through the engine, so they're trying to get out all the street sweepings and the blown down trees and the rest of that stuff. So we'll see if those guys can answer the bell. They said they have every intention of doing so. Also, the Minutes Mustang will be back out, and he's looking for action first time this year. That's King Nate, a 29-inch tire, small block. He's looking for action. The Mac Boys will be there with the little Boosie Malibu of 20-inch. They will be looking for action. Also, Little Rick supposed to take on Donye. Donye might be a no-show at this point, but I don't know for sure, but they're supposed to take on Donye. But there will be some of the baddest 29s in the land, in the building on that day. Little Rick will be there. Stacy Jordan will be there. Tony Wright should be there. Street King will be in the building. He has a couple of races locked in. I'm not sure who they are yet, but he did tell me he had two races locked in. And so we've got Junior Bishop from Outer Banks in North Carolina. He'll be there. And so we've got quite an array of folks that are going to be there. We've got Big Daddy coming in there, naturally aspirated small block. We got the Hater Shaker, and we've got Mean Nasty. All those boys will be in there. The little boys will be there to show out. Trying to get King Nate and Mario locked in. We're real close to that. So we'll be making some announcements this week. But for more info, everybody can go over to NGRA, National Grudge Race Association, over on Facebook, and you can like us while you're over there, and you can see all the updated materials. You can also watch yourself some good videos over there as well. You can also check out Smack Talk TV. Make sure you like us over there as well. So $3,000 big 29-inch shootout this weekend. We've got Big Sexy, the Gotham City. We've got Big Sexy and the Gotham City, the Batman car. We've got Gigantor and the Sledgehammer. Old Eddie Kane is the guy that drives the car. You know, the lead singer of the Five Heartbeats. But anyway, it should be real good this weekend. Come on out to Darlington Dragway. And by the way, they have been doing a fantastic job with that track. They got that right lane a lot better. It's not perfect at this point, but it is a lot better. And Ronnie does a superb job, an excellent job, gives it all in making that track hook, stand up. And again, those diapers that you mentioned, Breadman, folks should really have those things because that track will snatch a rear. They'll snatch a diaper. They'll snatch some stuff. That track has been on kill lately. Big Sexy was down there and laid down one of the best passes I've ever seen him lay down just recently. So that should be a good deal.
Well, thank you. I'm sure we know what's going on.
Should be a good deal this weekend. And now you know, Pro Stock Joe, now you know what I know. So definitely appreciate the time for that. Now, question you asked me, second piece, was what do I think about the 29-inch record being taken down, and do I think it was legitimate? Was that your question?
Yes, that's my question.
Okay, could you give me a little backdrop first, because I am unfamiliar with what circumstance has people questioning.
This is why I'm asking, two grudge racers are asking each other. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to. I followed it. When it happened, it happened, and it was like, one of my close relatives called and said, wow, it was very happy to me. And, I was glad for the Hancocks. And I was like, wow. And as the night went on, stuff started coming up on Facebook about, it not being a true weight and this and that. And I was like, wow.
Did you say it wasn't a true weight?
yet it wasn't, because it wasn't done where they normally have those races at, possibly, you know what I mean, wasn't for real. You know what I'm saying? I saw the pass, and it said 409 on the scoreboard. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's a heck of a pass altogether at that track right there. You know what I'm saying? Woo. So,
wow.
You know, yeah.
And you know what? You know what? Let me just give you my quick opinion on that. You know what? You're always going to have detractors. Whenever you do something really, really big, really, really good, somebody's going to always try to delegitimize you. I don't know why there's so much jealousy in the world or so much envy in the world. You know what I mean? Because that's nothing but envy. Listen, man, first of all, I mean, wherever he did it, he did it. Okay? And again, seeing is believing. So now, unless they have some legitimate proof to say that, oh, he had a diaper and it dragged, or he had a this, or he had something that was illegal that we all know that can manipulate the ET of a pass, you know, like diapers and those kinds of things under the bottom of the car that, you know, it still holds your the light even though you're moving. So unless they have some kind of legitimate proof, and I don't mean just somebody said so, I mean, I need to see pictures of this shit. You know what I mean? Other than that, man, I just dismiss those people, those kinds of folks, because they just need some drama to talk about. You know, like I said, I mean, I am in a unique position to speak about people just wanting to talk about you for the sake of talking about you, trying to tear you down when you do something big, you know? Because in my short career as a promoter, I've done big, big, big stuff, and people are trying to tear me down for no good reason. Not ever once has anybody ever alleged anything against me and put forth any proof to substantiate what they're saying. You know, bunch of bogus bullshit. Right. So I say more power to the Hancocks. I say to the rest of the guys on the 315, step your game up. Period. Step your game up.
Well, with that being said, let me find him on. Mr. Hancock, if you're out there, throw your hand up. Let's get you on involved. And after that, we're going to go to something positive. I have to congratulate one of my dear hold on a minute. Hold on before we get there. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How are you, sir? Good morning. How are you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all listening at the one and only Chris Nelson from Chris Nelson Engine and Performance Engines. How are you this morning, sir?
Good. Also, AKA Nelson Competition.
My apology. I'm still thinking about what Pro Stock Joe should said. I'm trying to get with it over here. Chris Nelson, how are you?
Yes, sir. Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. Excited to be back to work Monday and try some new things. We had some good luck over the weekend and learned some interesting stuff. Now we're trying to apply it to our daily grind.
Right, right, right. Well, why have you on? Me and Pro Stock Joe going to stand back. I got to get one of my family members in here. Press the one button, Chris. The one button. There you go. There you go. Hold on 1 second before you say anything. The reigning nitrous champ from this weekend, the one and only. Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute before y'all say anything. Let me stroll down here. The one and only Chris Patrick. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Kirby. You'll have to over-listen my voice. Somewhere between the 660 and the turnoff, I lost it screaming at my voice.
And what were you screaming, Chris? What exactly were you screaming?
My first scream was I beat Randy Weatherford to it.
This has been a personal challenge between the two for here for a long time to get to the 7th.
Yes, it has been. We we talk about 10 times a day. And
that's an understatement.
Yeah, it's been something of a race to the 70s.
And for you guys listening out there, what we're talking about is 370 performance ET-wise out of a pro nitrous car at weight, which is 2,375 pounds of minimum base weight. And this weekend at BMP, Chris was able to achieve that personal goal and get into an elite group of cars that have ever eclipsed that number. So hats off from the crew at Nelson Competition for helping make us look good out there, making a dedicated effort to achieve those goals.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The motor was making good power this weekend. Chris wrapped this thing up for me just before I bowed off the Kirby, and I got to tell you something. I went 379. I went 379 with this motor, and everybody this morning speculating, is it 950 cubic inches, is it 1,000 cubic inches? I'm telling you, it's 854 cubic inches. We went 379 with it, and as a statement here, I went 381 in the finals, okay? In the 379 pass, the car went 255 to the 330. In the finals, it went 253 to the 330. As it climbed third gear, it sputtered with me one time. It went doo-doo, and I thought, well, the spark plug just went out on it. And she only went 81. We get back around here and realize we've not even had to put spark plugs in this motor since Valdosta. Much less take the heads off of it. We've not even put a spark plug in the Kirby.
And before we get too far along in our accolades and praise, I want to extend that crew we have both in my shop with Justin Clay and Brian and Austin, the guys putting in the efforts that they put in on every engine, but Chris's crew that's been able to pull together and make potential come to fruition, and that's a testament to everybody involved.
Ron and Aunt Boney. And
Brian Shaw.
Yeah,
the list goes on of guys that, you know, this is a volunteer crew, a band of brothers, so to speak, of guys that pull together and work hard. There's no countries or anything like that behind us. You know, it's just a bunch of guys that have a common goal, get along well, and work hard. And that shows you what you can get from hard work.
And let's definitely not forget the guy that you and Pro Stock Joe was talking about earlier. James Hancock works for me week after week after week for free with this race car. He's a part of the group. And let me tell you something. For all the naysayers that don't think James Hancock can run a race car, they better back up, because that man is bad. And if they think that he's some redneck, they got another thought coming. I'm telling you, they're in a cheating part of him, period. That man's an upstanding man, and I guarantee you, if he said that car went 409 and it ran that 409, it did, because if it did, he would set it himself.
That is true. With that being said, Mr. Patrick, sir, when is the next upcoming race that you're going to be at so you can let everybody know so we can go out there and support you, sir?
Our next race is the 28th of this month. Unfortunately, it's falling on Mike Hill's big race, but it's going to be the 28th of this month. We're going to be at Commerce Dragway here in Atlanta for another EOPM race. And, you know, anybody wants to come by, Kirby, you've been there, you know, my pits are open. There'll be food, there'll be drinks, there'll be stuff to do. Come on by and see us, you know.
Yeah, be careful. You get put to work, though.
I was going to tell him, no, you listen, he already done burnt my tips up. That's why he throwed out there, hasn't changed the plugs, because that's normally my job, and my fingertips get burnt up messing with him. So I already put in.
Kirby's a big old muscle guy, right? I took him to the right back with me a couple of times. He said, y'all guys work too hard. I got to quit coming with y'all.
That sounds like Tripp. Man, I got to go back to the turbo camp. Y'all work too hard. All the camps, though, Robert Hayes and that bunch, you know, they're working every round. You know, the group, the guys that are going fast, like I said, right now it's an elite group of, you know, guys that have been in the 70s that you cracked into. All those guys work hard. This doesn't come from, you know, fixing your problems by spending money. This is hard work and dedication to what you're doing that gets you those type of results. It's definitely not just buying, because there's 50 cars in the United States that got the same equipment, but there's various levels of results, and that's just from hard work and surround yourself with smart people. Like you said, James Hancock, Brian Shaw, Anthony, Ron, Chris, the whole group. I mean, and then you got your friends that pitch in at the races, come over there and help you put your weight back on and everything else, and, you know, just have a good old time and try to make some fun out of some hard work.
That's right. That's right.
That's what it's about.
By the way, that means me and Randy were ribbing you yesterday, Chris, about the damn weight pup coming off. And he said he don't pop the trunk, no less pop the hood. He said he's got a damn gas door in the hood, so he don't even have to look under there.
I never have to do any weight to the car, you know?
Darn. Well, what that combination is, just so everybody out there knows, Kirby and whatnot, that's basically, like Chris said, 854 cubic inch. Fuel-injected combination. That's one of the fuel-injected EFI. We run it with a big stuff ECU. And that uses four stages of nitrous, like kind of standard issue pro mods. And, you know, it's not the biggest engine out there. I'm not a big believer in bigger's necessarily better. All these engines, no matter the cubic inch, whether they're 800 or 900 inches, they all make the power. It's just gaining the fit in using the, you know, getting the car efficient and using the power that's there is the real key. And, you know, the differences in these runs, you know, are just using what's available. Now, raw power will pick you up a little bit in the back half of the racetrack, and they'll throw some good mile an hour on the board. But, you know, Chris, in this effort, you know, at 850 inches in the heat of June, was able to run 196 mile an hour, which is, you know, very fair. That 200 number looks better. You know, it's something nice to talk about. But the ZET is what won the race. And he was quickest car every round of qualifying, every round of eliminations. And that's very, very rewarding to see those kind of results and that kind of crowd of headhunters that are out there racing. You know, you had guys from the Rear Morrison camp, the Musi camp, you know, and we were glad to be able to throw our hat in that arena and, you know, be one of those guys that have been that fast.
Definitely. Definitely. And, I'm just glad to be part of the team. I'm very ecstatic for Mr. Patrick and everyone. And I wanted to say, if we don't have any other, this is, normally, Chris, we have a TED Talk, and everybody will jump on Chris Nelson, that is, and ask questions. But he came in today to basically be part of the party, and congratulations. And, I want to go ahead and move right along and get Mr. Hancock in here. He's been standing by. So with that being said, let me get him in here. Do you have any other anything else you want to say, Mr. Nelson?
Probably. I'm on the fence. You know, I was pretty excited about the darn 379 run. That was an achievement that we've been trying for a long time. I'm trying to decide what's more impressive, though, to take that small treaded tire and go 4-0s on it, or for us to go 379. But like Chris said, everybody's all in the family in the same camp, and James had two achievements this weekend, being part of that 370 run and a 4-0 run. He's got to be on top of the world.
Oh, yeah. Let me get him in here. Here we go, fellas. The one and only, the 409 champ, Mr. Hancock. Morning.
How y'all doing today?
Doing great. Doing great in yourself.
I'm doing great.
Well, how does it feel to be a record holder on 315?
Oh, it feels great. It feels great. And we we couldn't feel better about it. You know, we worked hard and put a lot of dedication in it.
Definitely. I wanted to ask before we get started, where is your next race going to be also?
The next race I know we're going to be racing with the 315 is going to be in Valdosta, the No Mercy race. That's the next race for sure. But between now and then, I'm not really sure if there is any races.
Sounds real good. Sounds real good. Well, I want to go ahead and I got also a great talk show host on here, Smack Talk TV host and owner of the and of the NGRA on here, Pro Stock Joe. I don't know if you ever met him, Jamie. Pro Stock Joe, Mr. Hancock, the record setter holder, and we had a little discussion this morning about people not really giving props where props are due. Joe, Pro Stock Joe, while I got you on here, if you had any questions, just chime right in while we got him on here. I don't think he was on here when you heard you gave your testimony on, you know, when people do.
Well, it's my analysis and conclusion that that you guys rock, man. Just straight up simple, you guys rock if you win a 409. You win a 409 on those baby tires. And anybody that has anything negative to say about that, well, I mean, you can just chalk that up to, you know, the two words, jealousy and envy. You know, people always will try and discredit you when you do something real big, real extraordinary, something that they can't do, something that they can't even see being done without you having to cheat or manipulate in some kind of way, you know? I mean, there are those of us in the world who step out and do things real big. There were folks that talked about the guy that made the light bulb. They said he was crazy. The guy that made the telephone, he said, I want to talk to somebody who ain't even here. And they thought he was crazy, but he did that big thing, and look where we are today because of what he did. So the trailblazers and the trendsetters always going to have people, you know, they're going to have their detractors. And again, but that's not most people. That's the exception, not the rule. Most of the people feel just like me. They feel like you guys did your thing. We congratulate you. We celebrate you. And what we do is we look forward to the day when more people can go 409 on the small tires. So good deal, man. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, we worked hard. And like you said, there's going to be people that obviously hate and don't, like I said, don't want everybody to do good. They want you to, I guess, stay back, and well, that's not what we do.
Right.
No,
right.
You can't allow the other people to dictate your success or even, you know, even comment on it, because like I said, you know, some people just don't have that kind of vision. They can't see how this great thing could have been done, you know. They don't know how to do it. They think that you shouldn't be able to know how to do it either.
Well, everybody's got their thing. Everybody thinks the car is 2,100 pounds, thinking, you know, I mean, this isn't no new lightweight car. This car is over 10 years old. The car has been totaled once. It's been fixed. This car is no super lightweight car. And they're thinking just because it was the race was a no-rules race but a 315 that we're light. Well, we're not. I mean, the car is not a lightweight car. We add weight, we go 409. I mean, we went out there, worked our butts off. I mean, and... Well, it shows. I mean, we got the hardest working crew. I mean, we work, and the car's fast from working, going fast, not talking about it.
Oh, man. Go ahead. Take a drink of my liquor and talk to me. I like when you talk like that. That's at the end of the day. That's what it's about. It's about hard work. Some folks don't realize it. That's how you get it done. You get it done
I want to take a minute to congratulate the baddest man with a nitrous car in the state of Georgia, Chris Patrick.
Okay. Well, and what do you do exactly?
Yep. What now?
But he's the owner of the car?
I want to congratulate Chris Patrick for the 379. He is it's a bad man right there. They've been working hard, and it's showing.
That's a pro mod car, obviously, with 379, yeah?
Yeah, Chris with the 379, Chris Patrick, yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, listen, now what are you guys doing July 4th and 5th? We want you to go to Texas with us because those Texas guys, they've been making some noise. They keep throwing this guy, what's his name, Jeff Neisser. They keep throwing this guy in our face, and we want to go out there with a nitrous car and beat flames out of them. What are you guys doing on July 4th and 5th? Yeah.
We'll check the calendar. Amy.
Huh?
Did you hear me? That we can
crazy.
Check the calendar, Amy.
Yeah, I'm not hearing you. I'm sorry.
I know his voice is bad. I'll tell him. I got you, Chris. He said they would check the calendar, Joe. That's what he said.
Oh, okay. Well, good deal.
The guy who
good
ran deal, at 379, he said he would check the calendar. His voice is, he got a wig or something stuck. I mean, his voice is bad from screaming. But he said he would check the schedule. But he loves stuff like that, though. He loves stuff like that. But what about you?
Hey,
what about you,
Jack? Keep me. I'm sorry. One second. Just keep me up to speed for real. Those guys want to go. I want to draw on those Texas guys with their car, and you know we'll do whatever we got to do. I mean, like I said, I want them to be my personal guest. Come out there, and we're going to do some unspeakable stuff to those Texas guys. I usually would say another word, but I'm on Bread Man's show, so I can't say.
Thank you very much. I just say, ooh-wee. But with that being said, back to Jamie, with that, are you guys, do you have anything planned for that weekend, or you got to check your schedule out as well?
Yeah, I'm the same as Chris. I'm going to have to check the schedule. I'm not 100% sure, you know, so I'll check and I can get back with you.
Oh, yeah, that'd be no problem.
No, that would be terrific. That would be terrific. Yeah, we're having what's called the World Outlaw Grudge Nationals. The World Outlaw Grudge Nationals, 25 host teams from around the nation. The nation, from New Jersey, from Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, on across to Mississippi, on right up to Chicago, Detroit, and all in between will all converge on San Antonio, Texas, July 4th and 5th. The baddest cars in the country, the baddest grudge and outlaw cars in the country, and we will do battle. We will see who reigns supreme. And like I said, those guys have this one guy called Jeff Neiser, and I'm sure you guys are familiar with him.
Yeah.
Got this little blower deal, but I'm going to make a big announcement today on the Smack Talk show at 6 p.m. about this Jeff Neiser guy. I just want some backup. I want some backup. If you guys are going, I can draw on them with two cars. I got one car to draw. That's their one. Whenever they talk about, we're going to do something to you, you just come to win. And now I got a car that can come to win. So, anyway, if you guys are going, please let me know. And you definitely could be my guest. We'll give you some VIP treatment out there, right?
Yeah, all the way.
All right, good deal, man. Good deal. Go ahead, Brad, man. I apologize. Thank you for the time.
Oh, no. It's fine. What I'm going to do is go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to open up the lines in case y'all have anything y'all would like, you know, congratulate and show your accolades towards the individuals that have the records or whatever. We're going to do that. Except the PI bills. One moment.
Yo, check this out.
Grudge 8
present the World Outlaw Grudge National. July 4th through the 5th at the San Antonio Raceway. 3641 South Santa Clara Road.
In Marion, Texas.
Yeah. Come on, y'all. Let's do it.
25 host teams from across the country. With over 100 races in 2 days. We'll be battle pit. And we're kicking it all off Friday, July 4th with the with Grudge Racing and a fireworks show.
No doubt.
It's Saturday action. It's the Pro Mod Shootout, the Back Half Shootout, and the 580 Index Race. And we got that bike show for you too, partner, with the Fly Riders of San Antonio.
Also.
Putting it down live in concert. Slim Thug. Yeah, that's right. It's Slim Thug Live. It's the World Outlaw Grudge National. July 4th through the 5th at the San Antonio Raceway.
You need more info?
Visit Facebook at World Grudge National.
Or
contact Tracy Atomic Dog at 512-775-6563. That's 512-775-6563.
756-3. And we're back. The Bread Man One Time Show. We have a lot of visitors on here. Pro Stock Joe Smell, those funky ribs, is in the house. And we have the reigning nitrous champ from this weekend, Chris Patrick, on the line. And also the record holder, the one and only record holder on 315s, is on the line. Jamie Hancock, thank y'all. Thank y'all for just stepping in and showing some love. And what I'm going to do is open up the lines. And, you know, I don't know what these people are going to ask y'all. So I have to, you know, tell you that up front. Just try to, you know, do what you can. And if you want to answer, fine. But I'll have your back. Pro Stock Joe on here, he'll protect you too. So with that being said, if y'all want to holler at him, go on, hit the one button. And we will let y'all in, Chris Patrick, Jamie Hancock. If y'all got anything you want to say, you can get it done now because we had a couple more minutes and we was going to get out of here. We was going to have a short show today. We got it out of the way. So with that being said, if I guess y'all see that, Joe, you know, every time I have somebody on this show that holds a record, or got a pro mall, you know, nobody never likes to hit the one button.
That's always going to be the case.
They done came out of the woods. Hold on a minute. They just 504-95-94. Good morning. How are you? Good morning. Hello. He was scared. 601-1606. Your mic is hot. Good morning.
Good morning, Brent, man. All I want is just congratulate them guys on the record, man.
Hey, you know what, man? I appreciate that. That's keeping it 100 right there.
Thanks, guys.
That's keeping it 100. Definitely,
I'll
definitely.
I'll call back
to you. Oh, go ahead. Handle your business. Oh. 941-0817. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Brad, man. I just wanted to congratulate those guys on their record. They did real good. I was keeping an eye on them this weekend and checking it out, and that was very outstanding. And one day I would like to walk in their shoes.
I hear you big time. I hear you. Boy, I tell you, they got some big ones. Thank you for calling, caller. And they hear you, and that's awesome. I tell you what, man, it's always nice to hear when people give it, you know, congratulations on things. That's keeping the 100 right there. Let's see, I got another call. I'm going to go back here and see if it's still here. 95-94.
Hey,
bro. Oh, hold on. Hello.
What's going on, Brad, man?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm just letting them people know, you know, those guys know, man, keep up the good work. As long as you keep it going the way you want it to go, it's going to always be positive.
Who it is? T-Mo?
Nope. Doobie.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. What's going on, dude?
I know me and Kimo don't sound alike.
Yes, y'all do.
Okay.
Yes, y'all do. I appreciate that, Doobie. He coming. Doobie out of New Orleans, for y'all that don't know it. Doobie out of New Orleans. But, hey, I appreciate Doobie, and they do, too. Let me get you on out here.
All right.
Let me see here. I'm going to stroll down here. 813. I don't know if I got you already. 0041. Good morning. Welcome to the Bread Man. One time.
Good morning, Bread Man.
How you doing? How you doing, Mr. Tip?
Yes, sir. Enjoying the show. It's a great show there. And I just want to take the time out to say congratulations to the record holder. And I tell you what, just keep moving forward. You know, don't worry about what people are saying. And you know, people can always try to bring you down. Just keep it moving forward. It's Mr. Tip from the Thursday Night Thunder. I'm out of here.
Hey, I appreciate that, Mr. Tip. I appreciate it. And they do, too. Looking for someone right now, Chris. For some reason, he can call everybody all times of night, but his phone is locked up for some reason. I don't see you. I'm looking for him. Got to get him in here. Crew members. Oh, this might be him right here. Think it's him right here. I hope it is. Good morning.
What it is, Bread Man, one time.
I found him. Chris, I'll
pay you back
him, Chris.
For that later. What's going on, Chris and Jamie? Congratulations on going forward now, Jamie, you know.
Thank you, bud.
Keep doing that, man. And Chris, you know, going 79, of course. That's a great achievement. So.
Well,
with all that,
you know I'm glad you're on here, but I got you in a good position right now to go ahead and ask.
Come on, man. Don't.
I got to go ahead and ask this question. Am I going to be the only one with Ron and Chris on the 28th of June, or are we all going to stand together and watch him win another race? I'm listening.
Oh, that hurts.
As of right now, and you know I'm going to keep it 100 because you asked me now, but I'm going to get you, I'm gonna get you later. But as of right now, I will probably not be there. I'm going to keep it 100. I got to keep one eye out, straight up, you know. But, you know, as I don't know, one person stop no show around there. It keeps rolling.
Well, you know.
I don't know about all that, Fred, man, because that boy right there is a vital part of my operation. You hear me?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say, you know. He know I can't do what he can do.
That's right. I mean, he's one
of the
guys.
I mean, you could do what I do if you learned like I tried to show you, but, you know, you didn't want to learn because you got them soft girly hands. I always want to sit there and put on gloves all day long.
You know what? Jamie, I think I'm going to start working with y'all because y'all feed y'all guys. You know what I mean? Give them breaks throughout the day, you know?
Chris hard, but, hey, you got to work hard to do what he's doing.
Oh, and then they left me in that hot sun inside the car, let me fall to sleep. I could have died in that car.
Red man, I got my head
up. Just left Red me man. In there. They were wrong. Yeah, go ahead.
I need to know if Ann's going to go 100 on this one. The first thing he's hollering at me when I went 379, I told him when I go 370, he's going to get to drive this car. I went 379, and he's all about driving the car. Now, let's find out, has he got what it takes to crawl up inside of him? You think so, Jamie?
I don't know. He still hadn't came up, finished out our deal with him doing a terrier dance on video.
That's right. We put that video. You told me 89. Well, then it was
79. Come on, man. Like I said, you on the hot seat. They want to know. Inquiring minds wants to know.
Terrell Dan's no. Driving? Yeah, I'm getting there. No.
Uh-huh.
Then I would, you know, try to go for the record. Go 74, you know what I'm just saying. The chat is 79.
Jamie, if he's going to renege on stereo dance, shouldn't I renege on letting him drive till he does the stereo dance?
Oh, I ain't got no problem with either one of them, man. I ain't going to argue with you now. I'm just saying, man. I ain't gonna put up a fight about it.
It sounds like he's getting out of both of them there.
Mm-hmm. You smart. Mm-hmm. Over that curve. You smart.
I don't like he's getting out of both of them to me. What can we do? Well, all we can say is, you know, we're going to miss you on the 28th. You know, and you know, my little contract for 3 races, man, I'm behind the 8-ball already, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine that weekend. That weekend's going
to
be rough.
Speaking of, man, I mean, what happened today? I'm going to go racing. Every race you say you're going to go to, you ain't went, so I'm just saying.
Well, first of all, one in Memphis.
Tell another one. Go ahead and tell one.
He didn't call the one in Memphis and Bristol. Those are only and Atlanta. So, you know what I mean? I don't know what I'm going to do after that. We got work to do. We got a Malibu to put together.
You missed all the ones you said. What's the problem?
Well, no, this was supposed to be my last race on the contract this weekend. I mean, the 28th, so I'm going to fulfill that. I'll be good. I'll be good to go. So, Jamie, y'all doing any hiring over there?
Not right now. We need some sponsors, you know, what we need.
You know what, Jamie, that ain't even good, man. You see they're going to kill me. You know they're going to kill me. Especially when Ant's not there, I'm definitely going to die.
Chris going to put you to work. That's a fact.
All I want to know, Jamie, what was Thomas' response when y'all went 09? I know he had something to say.
Man, there was so much going on, I don't even remember. Yeah, Thomas had that. He was happy for y'all, too, when y'all got 79. He was ecstatic for y'all.
Yeah. That's the one Brandon needs on the show to tell a couple of his stories. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I think Ron can hit a backwards flip, but I think Ron hit a flip over there on the starting line. On that 79.
I believe it.
That bad knee went out the window. He was jumping. He grabbed me and picked me up off the ground. I'm like, man, I know I'm 200-plus, and Ron swung me around in a circle.
I got a pretty good video of Ant two-stepping on the starting line after that.
Good gracious. Well, listen, Ant Boney, do you think we want to try to get the get Chris to go on out to, you know, Texas or what? Let him whoop up on them guys out there or what?
Fred, I ain't gonna commit to them because I highly doubt it. No, who knows? Who never knows what happens in the future? But
you ain't gonna be doing no fireworks around that time.
Huh?
I can't love it over there myself. I said, you ain't going to be doing no fireworks. You know I'm going to help you drive. I'm going to drive to the Alabama line, let you take the rest.
Yeah, but, Brad, you can't spend all the holiday race. You know, you got to do something. Sometimes you got to sit around the house and sit in the corner with your lip poked out. You know, you can't do everything. You know, we racing on non-sponsors. Now, who going to sponsor this trip? Get a sponsor. We'll definitely go now.
I'm just saying, I'm going to drive to the Alabama line, and I let you handle the rest. And I drive to the Shreveport, Louisiana line, and let you handle the rest on the way back.
See, what happened was you missed something in between there, a lot in between. How about I just go to Hartsfield and I meet you in Texas?
Good God!
Yeah.
You hear that, Chris?
We're in kind of need for a good driver. I've got to talk about the whole
fucking
thing. Don't do that, Chris.
You know what? You are right. Last time he drove, we had water all over. He was in the front seat. It's okay, though. But listen, with that being said, y'all, we got a Brad Man got a meeting to be to here in another 30 minutes. But if anybody else want to say anything, y'all gonna get it out. I got the 379 champ on, and I got the 409 315 champ on right now. Patrick and Hancock, y'all can get it in. And I got Pro Stock Joe in the house. Now you know what Brad Man know. And if you want to smell the funky ribs, y'all need to be in place on the 14th, Father's Day weekend, June 14th. Smell those funky ribs. Yeah. But let me go ahead. Somebody's loud. I think, hold on, let me check it through this. Chris, you ain't got your TV up, do you?
Say it again.
I said, that's you with your TV up loud.
Nope, it's not me.
Hear that noise. Hold on. Ant Boney, I know that ain't you. Good Lord.
Ant Boney.
If it is, I told you, I can't do nothing with damn screen unlocked up with the function.
Yes, I understand, Ant, sir. It's okay.
Ant's in his cell. He's not in solitary this morning. He's in a cell.
Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to closing statements. And you at the bottom of the list down here. I'm for those of y'all that I hit y'all mics, I'm going to go from the bottom up. And I'm going to start with 813-0040. Oh, hold on a minute. We got somebody just clicked in. I missed them. Hold on a minute. 414-6614. 414-6614. Good morning. How are you?
What's going on, Brad? It's Eastside Strangler, man. I just wanted to let you know, man. Good show, baby.
Hey, I appreciate you stamping in and saying that, man. It go a long way with me. It really does. It really go a long way.
Congrats to all them guys. Yeah, congrats to them guys that were the Brooklyn Records, too, man.
Hey, they listening to you. They listening to you, man.
Right.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Eastside.
All right. Okay.
We're going to go ahead and move on up the list here. 0041, closing statements. You got anything you want to say? Hello?
No, Brad, man, we...
I got him out of my bad. 0817-941-0817. You got anything, closing statements you want to add?
I just say they did good, and you had a good show and everything, and I can't wait to next week.
All right. Thank you, Steve. 601-1606. Closing statement.
Good show, Brad, man. Keep up the good work, man.
Hey, I appreciate that. Do bad. Peace.
Keep black.
Oh, word. 95-94. Closing statement. Hello. Still on mute. Going up the ladder here. We up to you, Mr. Jamie. We up to you. I appreciate you. I will first want to say I appreciate you for being on. And, you know, you're welcome to come on anytime on the show, Chief. If you got anything you want to throw out there or say, just give us a call. I'll have you on anytime. The show is every Monday at 11 o'clock. Go ahead with your closing statement.
Thank you, Brad, man. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate everybody for the congratulations to us, and everybody be safe out there. That's the main.
You're right. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Brad, I'm back. I apologize. I had to go to the other line. I had a little business.
Oh, no problem. No problem. We're doing closing statements. Go ahead, Mr. Patrick. We up to you. Come on with it. Closing statement.
Red man, I appreciate you. Appreciate what you do for drag racing. It's a sport. You and Pro Stock Joe here is a sport that we need to put back in the front and in the limelight. It is the thing to do. And it's the only thing you do where you don't play with balls. You know what I mean? It takes balls. Let's get it on.
That's right.
All the guys that have something to say about Jamie and James, I said put it in the beans beside them. We'll prove it to you that it's that fast. We ain't got to talk about it. We can show you. Okay? One way or the other.
Lord, try to have mercy.
Yeah. Chris Nelson.
I like the way you talk. I like the way you talk, Mr. Man.
Chris Nelson and a group down there at Nelson Competition, they do a wonderful job on my motor to keep my stuff up. They do a great job of what they do. And I appreciate what them boys at Justin do, go home thinking about this and keeping it going. It means a lot because they're the ones that stepped out and said, you know what, we can make you run fast. All you got to do is come on with us, and we done it. And most of all is the guys that helped me out there in the pits, including James Hancock, Jamie Hancock, Ron Martin, Ann Boney. You know, without these guys, it would never happen. Brian Shaw's come on board this year. He's brought a lot of stuff to the table, like Napa, Palatine, AD, and Virginia. They're giving us some stuff, taking care of some things we need taken care of, and we appreciate them for it. most of all, we're happy. We appreciate all y'all do for us. And as far as Pro Stock Joe goes, the Texas goes, Nizer boys, we'll talk about that. We may put something together. But I really don't think when you tell Vic and Jeff and them guys that we're coming that they're going to show up in town.
Good God, mama, smell them fucking ribs. Lord, can I have mercy. Wait, what is the name of that car, man? What is the name of that car? God, I got to say this name. What is the name of that car?
Hey, it don't have a name yet.
No, what's the team? What's the team name, man? The team.
It's just Chris Patrick, Pro Nitrous Car, Chris Patrick.
Chris Patrick.
I'm going to give it a name. What
kind of car is it?
A 69 Camaro. It's a twin of Jeff Nathan's car, but red.
And it's red. He said red. Lord, to have mercy. Do your thing, boy. I'm not mad at you. What is your name, Doctor? What's your name?
He's talking
Chris
to you,
Patrick.
Chris.
Yeah, Chris Patrick. P-A-T-R-I.
No, your name. Your name. Your name.
That is my
name. Oh, you are Chris Patrick. Okay, you are the Chris Patrick. Okay, 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 okay. I got you.
Look, Chris, they have some of the others. They either refer to me as Manlicious or Mansum.
Hey, Pro Stock Joe, I hate to say this, but one of his favorite, you know, we all have slogans, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got yours, smell those funky ribs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you I ain't going to say it. Go ahead and say it, Chris. Go ahead and say it on the show, man, so you know your favorite slogan.
Rock out with your cock out.
What do you say? Rock out with your cock out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rock out with your cock out. Wow.
That's right.
Wow. Rock out with your cock out. Wow.
Oh, man. There you have it. Now y'all know what me and Pro Stock Joe know. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
All righty. Joe, we up to you closing arguments and statements, and we're going to try to get on out of here. And I'm not done, but I do have to read our inspiration vitamins. So go ahead, Joe. We up to you. You're the last one.
Okay, good deal, man. Chris Patrick, CP, baby, you rock. I'm going to tell you that. Rock out with your cock out, Lord. I done stole that thing because I'm going to be saying that shit all the time. Now, I done stole smell of them funky ribs from Tight Man. Now, I'm not really stealing it. I'm taking it. I'm telling you, I'm taking it. They're stealing it, but nobody don't know you did something. When you take something, that's when you come up and say, look, that's mine. Give it to me. So I just took rock out with your cock out. So that's my saying from now on. I'm going to give you credit for the first 10 times I say it publicly. After that, it's mine. So anyway, Chris, do your thing, man. But that's my style. That's my style. I'm going to give you credit the first 10 times I say it out loud. That's what Chris Patrick says. Rock out with your cock out, God dang it. But anyway, yeah, this weekend, Showtime on 29th. I wish those guys could be there to try and get that $3,000. $3,000 that we're giving away this weekend at Darlington Dragway, the new and improved House of Speed. The 29-inch Bad Boys will be in the building. Donye, Fade to Black, Little Rick, Stacey Jordan, Tony Wright, Gigantor, The Sledgehammer, Big Sexy, Hannibal Racing, Gangsling, Underdog, I mean, Big Daddy, Mean Nasty, Hater Shaker, Street King, and Mario, the Minutes Mustang, the Corner might be there, and Rock, the Bounty Hunter, Rock, the Bounty Hunter, and the Bounty Hunter Racer team said they may be there. That's their plan. That is the plan. Whether they get there or not, we will see. But it looks like it's shaping up to be real, real good. The Batman car at Gotham City 57 will give Big Sexy the back tire. And that is worth the price of admission alone. Big Sexy wants to do what the Shadow could not do. The Batman says he catches criminals. He caught the Shadow creeping at Outer Banks, and he immediately put him under arrest. Let's see what he can do.
to being sexy. I didn't know it was a crime to be sexy, but in South Carolina, I thought sexy in South Carolina was legal, but we'll see. Pro Doc Joe, now you know what I know. The NGRA, we always come to play. Showtime on 29. We keep it in grudge.
Appreciate it, Joe. With that being said, the bread man, one time, y'all know what I do before we get out of here. Let me give y'all inspirational vitamin of this week. Inspirational vitamin is, I am not who I was yesterday. I am not who I will be tomorrow. I am me of today. While I am not perfect, as happy as I'm better than what I was, but less than what I will be once God is finished with me. Woo! That's the bread, man. One time for your mind. We're going to ease on out of here. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for contributing. The bread, man. One time.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.